Hey, what's going on? First of all, I just wanted to give special thanks to Mr. Junior EHK just for allowing me to use my voice and giving me that privilege. It's truly an honor. Second of all, just want to let y'all know I'm a little bit under the weather. Got a little sniffles. It's a little cold out. So I apologize. Bear with me. With no further ado, my name is Uchenna Ezekoli. And here are my answers to these questions. So the first question says, what are you unassociated with? And to answer this question, I want to say that there are certain things that I am unassociated with and certain things that I'm continuing to strive to be unassociated with. So let me just rat off some things off the bat. I want to say a big thing, the things that this world solely has to offer. So what I mean by that is temporary things like drugs and alcohol and sexual addictions and negativity. And man, I could probably think of a couple more, but those are things right off the bat. And I feel like those things are, at least the first couple things I named, are temporary pleasures. And I'm not saying I'm a perfect human being, so here and there I may fall into those things, but I don't want to be associated with things that cause me temporary pleasures. And I want to be associated with something that's eternal. That's why I believe in God. Another thing, negativity. I very much dislike, I don't know if I want to use the word hate, very much dislike what negativity does to me and in my spirit and in my being. I hate what it does on the internet. I hate what it does. Look, I'm using the word hate now. I really don't like what it does. Just to other people, I don't like how it may come out of my mouth, and I don't like when I receive it. So I really do not like that. But yeah, I guess because I'm unassociated with some things, let's see what I'm associated with. I do want to maintain humbleness, humility, positivity, and creativeness, and freedom. You know what I mean? So I guess bouncing back off those two ideas, what you're unassociated with and what you're associated with, and I said freedom I'm associated with, that means that I want to be unassociated with things that keep me in a box, that keep me contained, that limit my ideas, that put limitations on my creativity, that allow me not to grow, that keeps me closed-minded, that keeps me negative, that keeps me pessimistic, and that keeps me worryful. All those things are what I'm trying to be unassociated with. As I said, let me be real, I'm not perfect, but if I continue to keep these things on my mind and I continue to put God first, I think I'll be all right. So I think that's pretty solid for question number one. Boom. Now, number two, a simpler question. What do you do in your spare time? Love that question. So there's a couple things that I do. One thing right off the bat, fresh on my mind, I skateboard. I skateboard a lot. Skateboard to class. I'm a student at the University of California, Merced. So I'm skateboarding to class all the time. I hop out of class and see the homies skating. I hop in with the homies. We doing some tricks, having a good time. We skate in front of the library. So I skateboard a lot. I'm not a professional by any means, but do a little bit of things, you know, catch me on the gram with some tricks or whatever. And, you know, just having fun. It's crazy, actually, you know, a little bit on that is that I never imagined that I would be able to at least learn some tricks. And tricks are extremely hard to learn in skateboarding, and I'll be the first one to say that. And it's crazy once you're able to, once I was able to see that I was able to accomplish that, it boosted my confidence and boosted my way of thinking that, yo, like, if I could really set my mind and actually do this and actually do it well, look at how many other things I could really do once I just set my mind to it and say, all right, I'm just not going to give up because I know this is really possible. Starts with an open mind. Anyways, what else do I do in my spare time? I love challenging myself to be creative because I feel like that kind of drives me, and that helps me just expand my mind in so many other aspects of life. So I love designing things on Photoshop, printing them on clothing pieces and hoodies. I love hoodies and I love just clothing and putting outfits together. That's fun. I love making videos. I love editing videos. Editing videos is super duper fun. I love doing that. All that being said, I guess I use all that because I have this vision. It's called Free Space. I don't know. Maybe Junior put a link to it if he wants. It's all good. I ain't tripping. But that's kind of my creative outlet. And through that, I want to actually give other people a platform to display their creativity. So whatever they bring to the table, whatever ideas and messages and just stuff they want to put out into the world. All in the name of positivity, of course. No negativity allowed. That's kind of that. So that's kind of where my time and energy goes to. And as I continue to evolve as a human being, I'll put my time and effort into other things that I become passionate about. But I think to wrap things up, oh, and I love music. Shout out to Jaden Smith. That's my favorite artist. So I always listen to music. But that should about wrap it up for question two. Yeah. Okay, we're on to question three. What is one message you have for the youth? So bear with me because I will not just have one message. We'll see what ideas I can get out right now. This is something that's always strong on my heart, something for the youth. And man, let me just start, jump right in with the idea of hope, faith. But yeah, hope. I feel like so many young people don't have hope, or maybe they place their hope in the wrong things. And I feel like it's so hard. I want to say that I've been there before, which I have. And growing up as a young person, not knowing what's going to happen in the future, not knowing where to go, not knowing who to trust, not knowing what to do, it's extremely hard because we have that, plus we have our day-to-day lives. And it sucks. It really sucks to have to sit there every day and worry about your future. So yeah, without getting too deep into that, I just feel like what was so important to me was such a big turning point is when I didn't have to worry about my future. And you're like, man, Uche, what you talking about? How? Like, it's crazy. How do you not worry about your future? And I figured out what to place my hope and my faith in. And I can't get too deep into this. And I don't want this to be something that you're just talking about religion, religion this, religion that. Because I just feel like I don't really believe in that. I just believe in having a relationship with God. And just to complete my thought here, once I developed that relationship with God and I realized that he's going to basically have the last say. And I believe that his plan for my life is going to be better than anything I could even think of. So once I placed my hope and belief in that and understanding that I could feel content without having the turn-by-turn directions for my future, then everything's good. So I want to put this in simpler terms for people who maybe don't believe in God or kind of shut down to that idea, which is okay because, you know, you don't have to believe in what I believe in, but that's just what I believe in. Everybody believe in their own thing. But I do have complete, I love the saying that everything happens for a reason. So some people think it's the universe, some people think it's God, whatever you want to believe. I believe that everything happens for a reason. And I was just talking with the homie about this actually the other night over dinner. And let me complete this thought. We were just like, no one can predict the future. You can't. And we were even pondering, even if you could predict the future, essentially that may even change the outcome of the future. So the future is still just the unknown. So if it's really the unknown, why would you sit there every day and worry about the unknown? So we came up with this phrase. I don't know if I came up with it or if I heard it somewhere. Or I guess I could say I came up with it. That the best thing you can do for your future is just be the best you are today. Because you don't know what tomorrow holds, but you can focus on right now. What you have to realize is that every minute is the furthest point that the human race has ever gone. Every minute. So as I'm speaking this is the furthest point that we've gone as a human race. and we're in the now. And if you don't realize that, and you don't take advantage of that, then you're missing it. And you sitting around worrying about your future, worrying about how things are going to work out, isn't really doing nothing. It's not doing jack. One thing Steve Jobs said is that he couldn't connect the dots looking forward. He could always connect the dots looking backwards. So you'll be able to see how everything happened and why everything happened in due time. And you won't have to worry about why everything's happening, but just realize that, just ponder this thought, that you are where you are on purpose, for a purpose. That you're always right where you need to be at the right time. Or maybe, yeah, I feel like you're always right where you need to be. Maybe you're right there because you needed to hear something to take you somewhere else. But you're always right where you need to be. You just have to find out. You don't really even have to find out why. You could just find the beauty and find the purpose in right where you are. I'm not saying that you have to stay where you are for the rest of your life, but just realize that everything that's happening is for a reason. And I feel like once you're just able to take advantage of each and every day and just live each and every moment to its fullest, I feel like that could even be the meaning of life. Just live each and every moment to its fullest. Ain't nobody knows what's going to happen afterwards, after it's all said and done. Ain't nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Anybody knows if you're even going to be alive tomorrow. I know that's pretty dark. But all that being said, we could place our beliefs in certain things to give us hope. We could place our faith in certain things to give us hope. But at the bottom line, if you're sitting there and worrying about the unknown and things that are out of your control, then you're just wasting time and you're missing out on the beauty of the now. So, man, that's crazy. I guess that'd be my message for the youth, for everyone wanted to receive that. Hopefully that made sense. And yeah, let me not talk too much. I think that's all I got for question 3. Bada bing, bada boom. Alright, question 4. Why is it so important for you to be unassociated with blank? So I think I probably already covered this, but let me just recap. Let me try to make it brief. Or not, we'll see. Remember I was talking about negativity, things of this world, temporary pleasures. And I feel like if I was rooted in those things, man, my life would be totally upside down, totally the contrary of what it is now. I remember through that conversation I was talking about, I had the other night at dinner. I was just thinking about, because it's all different perspectives that other people have. Everybody is living their life through their own unique perspective. And right now, I feel like I'm at a pretty hopeful, optimistic perspective, at least better than I was, you know what I mean? Better than I was. And if I were to root myself in these things that I want to be unassociated with, I feel like I would continue to backtrack and backtrack until my outlook on life is just so terrible. And I'm not looking at my blessings. I'm looking at all my problems. And man, I was talking to my friend. I said, man, I had a pretty blessed life. He's like, man, I feel like that's just your perspective. And I was like, wow, because, you know, everybody goes through their stuff. Everybody has the stuff of life that happens to them. You know what I mean? It's just how you react. It's how you look at it. It's what beauty you find through what happens. Everything happens for a reason, as I will restate. So if I was so rooted in temporary pleasures and negativity and, you know, pessimism, then I wouldn't be able to see all those blessings. And that's why it's so important for me, because my whole outlook on life would be different. I'd just be a different person. And I'm so happy of who I am and where I'm at. And I'm so ready to continue to grow, because there's no destination. All we got is the journey, man. Once you reach the destination, then the rest of it is pointless. So yeah, remember that. All we have is the journey, so find the beauty in it. Boom. Last question, number 5. Where do you see yourself in 3 years? So, nobody get butt hurt or nothing, but I don't like this question at all. Matter of fact, one of the questions I hate. And, you know, that's just my view on it right now. But let me explain myself. So, I don't like this question because I feel like I can't even begin to imagine where I'll be in 3 years. Basically, if I look at where I was last year and look at where I am now, it gets crazy. So much changes in a year. So much changes in a month. So much changes in a week. So much can even change in a day. That 3 years is like, what? How am I supposed to? So, I don't know. Basically, so this is my answer. Because I've actually been thinking about this question. I don't know why, but throughout the day, I always think about answers to questions. If someone were to ask me a question, so I'd be ready for it with an answer to that question. Bam. Hopefully you followed that. So I always think about that question, like, man, where do I see myself in years? And I don't like that question, but how do I answer it? And my answer to it is to be continuing to live by faith, to continue to have a strong relationship with God, to continue to be passionate about something and pursuing it, and you know, to continue just to grow as a person. Now, actually, I just thought of something. Let me be more practical. Actually, no. I was not going to say that. I was going to say maybe more practical would be to be. Actually, no. Yeah. Sorry. My head's going crazy. I would love to be out of college. I do believe that I should be graduated. I'm a second year now. So in 3 years, I should at least been graduated with college. Let me see. Probably not trying to be married. Hopefully I have a job. But yeah, all these things, man, it's just who knows what's going to happen. I don't know God's plan. But I guess to answer the question, that's just kind of where I see myself, where I potentially see myself. But the main thing is continue to live by faith, continuing to trust God in everything I do, and continuing to find the purpose in each and every day, and continuing to worry less about the future and focus more on the now. So I don't know if that helps or not, but yeah, maybe somebody will help me answer those questions better one day in 3 years. All right, man. But all that being said, I loved recording myself in my dorm room at 3:01 p.m. on February 2nd, 2019. Bada bing, bada boom. Documentation. Gotta love it. Thank you, Junior, for this opportunity. Hopefully be able to use these. And if not, maybe I'll use them. But yeah, with that being said, I love Unassociated and all they do. It's huge. If y'all really listen to all this, thank you so much. It's really an honor. My name is Uchenna Ezekoli. Yeah, if you want to follow me on socials, I hate plugging myself, man. Maybe Junior will plug me. I don't even want to plug myself. Yeah. Y'all have a blessed day. Deuces. Peace and love.